Hey everybody, you've got it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia. We are situated on the unceded and ancestral Coast Salish territory of the Hunkamedum-speaking Musqueam people, broadcasting to the city of Vancouver, which is itself located on unceded and ancestral Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Great to be with you. Thanks for listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to a special show called Radio All Sorts. It is a show where newcomers to CITR come and hang out and just hang out on air and sort of get to know the studio a little bit. Because CITR is a campus and community radio station, which means that anyone can come here and get some training and start a radio show of their own. I don't know if you knew that, but now you do. And if you're interested in starting a radio show, why don't you come on by? We do free public tours every day at noon, every weekday at noon, I should say. You'll get to see the space, meet some of the staff, meet some of the students who run the place, and learn more about getting involved at CITR and Discorder. Discorder is the magazine we publish, Arts and Culture magazine. We do 6 a year. You can find it all over town. It's awesome. Go read a Discorder magazine. Keep an eye out for it. You can write for the magazine too. Anyways, I'm ranting. There's a lot of stuff you can do at CITR. And that's what brings us here today, because I'm in studio with a newcomer to CITR, Ewan. How are you, Ewan?
I'm great, Jasper. Happy to be here.
This is the second time you and I have spent time together at CITR.
That is true.
We we had an onboarding meeting together when you became a member.
Actually, correct. I think it's our third time because you gave me the tour as well. I couldn't make it to the normal schedule.
Okay. Well, it's good to see you again.
Yeah.
You're an aspiring radio programmer here at CITR.
That is also correct.
This is so where are you at on your journey of, I guess, Have you talked to Kira about like an idea for your show yet?
The idea is still brewing. This is, I think, part of that stage. Just trying to figure out what it's like playing music on air and talking about that music.
Music. Is there a particular kind of music you want to showcase on your show?
Yeah, I feel like through whatever will of the algorithm, I end up listening to a lot of lesser known bands, not in a way that I'm trying to avoid the mainstream. It's just it's the whims of fate. And I think there's a lot of good music out there that more people would enjoy if they knew about it. My hope with this segment is to bring some of that to everyone listening.
Yeah. So you've curated some music for us today, which I'm excited to get into. There's some I actually have no idea what's headed our way, which is exciting, you know? And before we hopped in the studio, is it okay if we like chat a little bit?
Sure.
Before we hopped in the studio, you were telling me about your academic life. Mm-hmm. You're a literature student.
That is correct.
And you recently wrote a pilot for a TV show.
Working on it currently.
You're working on it. Mm-hmm. Is that something you can talk about, or is it like top secret?
We're gonna keep it top secret until it's better.
Can you give me like a high level premise? Like, is it like, what's the genre? Is it like a mystery show? Is it like a comedy?
Primarily a drama show with some horror elements. Yeah, try to think of the best thing I could compare it to. If you're familiar with the work of Mike Flanagan at all, Haunting of Hill House. Kind of like that, but the emphasis being more on the dramatic aspects than the horror aspects, and with my own kind of writing style behind it.
Okay, cool. Well, good luck with the writing of the draft. Writing anything is a big challenge. I suffer from the same affliction, so I feel your pain. So what do we have first? Music-wise.
Yeah, first up, this is a song by the Halifax band Plumtree. I have a personal connection to this band. I was lucky enough to be able to speak to the lead singer for a creative writing project here at UBC, Carla Gillis, and she told me all about the kind of process of this band and how it came to be. It is probably most notable for this song that we're about to listen to, Scott Pilgrim, which the name of which inspired the graphic novel series of the same name, and all the things that have spun out from there. The creator of that series, Brian Lee O'Malley, was a big fan of this band when it first begun, which is awesome and crazy because they were a group of teenage girls in Halifax, Canada, touring the country between semesters in high school, and just playing whatever they could. And I think in that you get this really great youthful energy that's really fun to hear. And I think that this song that they're best known for is probably the best place to start. There's a few more tracks of theirs on today's set list, but I figure this is a good place to get going.
Wow, this is cool. And here it is on CITR. This is Scott Pilgrim by Plumtree.
I couldn't wait till
All right. You were just listening to Pinky Ring by the band Remember Sports out of Philadelphia. It's another one of those groups that I've kind of stumbled upon and really fallen in love with. Like Plumtree, a lot of their earlier albums have this really great youthful energy to it. But this is from one of their more recent albums, I believe from 2022. Has a really great, slightly more refined sound to it. A little bit heavier, a little more rock and roll than some of their more kind of bedroom punk stuff from their earlier albums. And I felt that that would segue nicely into our next track here. Coming up, we have Cigarette Baby by Nine Narrows. This is a local band, friends of mine, actually. And you can see them live this December at the Fox Cabaret on December 21st. They are mostly from Vancouver, actually all from Vancouver. Their vocalist, however, currently lives in Toronto, so the best times to catch them are in the summer and right at the end of the year. This song is their latest release, and as someone who has seen it live many times and continued to listen to the release, I can guarantee you it is a certified banger. So here it is. This is Cigarette Baby by Nine Narrows.
Step back for me, baby. I wanted to light your cigarette, baby. You don't have to tell me now why we shouldn't stick around. I wanted to light your cigarette, baby. You don't have to tell me now why we shouldn't stick around.
all of the good that won't come out of them, and all the stupid lies they hide behind. It's such a big mistake, standing here on this frozen lake. It's all of the
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siyam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthas Yakhliya, Talitin, Ho Musqueam, Mustayo.
ZZ Theatre presents the Rainbow Youth Project, produced by Yanting Chu and curated by Brittany O'Rourke, Alan Pronger, and Bria Shantz. This annual community storytelling project centers the 2S LGBTQ plus voices who often don't get a say in their lives, bodies, and identities. Bringing two-spirit, queer, and trans youth from across Metro Vancouver to share their stories. The Rainbow Storytelling Project is a low-barrier, one-on-one project in which people share true stories from their lives. It is designed to challenge stereotypes and preconceived notions of otherness, promote dialogue, reduce prejudices, and encourage understanding by connecting people who, under normal circumstances, might never meet. The Rainbow Youth Project will be running on dates November 16th, 17th, the 23rd and 24th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Vancouver Public Library Central Branch on the third floor. This is a free event with no sign-up required. All that is necessary is your attendance and your empathy. Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you, this time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this. Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you.
All right. Before the break, you were listening to The Good That Won't Come Out by Rilo Kiley off their album, The Execution of All Things. A fantastic song by, I think, probably one of the more famous artists on this list, which is not the highest bar, unfortunately. During the break, I also got a message from the lead singer of Nine Narrows, Dalton Kennedy, saying that he agrees the song we played was an absolute banger. Thank you, Dalton. Coming up next, we have a song by the New Zealand band The Beths called Knees Deep. This is one of my favorite vocalists. She, as I mentioned, from New Zealand, and the way the accent pokes through in the sound just really elevates this music into something both unique and wonderful and jammy, and it's such a great time. So I hope you guys enjoy.
History, is it as easy as this? Plausible deniability, I swear I've never heard of it. And I can close the door on us, but the room still exists, and I know you're in it. You can't let go, you can't stop, can't rewind. Love is learned over time, till you're an expert, then a dying field. The city is painted with memories. Flowers and trees, they know that we've both been here. And I can flee the country for the rest of the year, but I'll come back to it. How does it feel to be an expert in a dying field?
right. You were just listening to Electric Friends by Kick the Robot. They are an Atlanta music group. One of the tragic things about finding music the way I do is that a lot of the times these bands never got off the ground and eventually kind of fizzled out, which is, from my knowledge, what happened here. But their music still rocks, still goes incredibly hard. I'd recommend, if you enjoyed that last song, diving into that full album, Black Magic Radio Static, available most places you can find music. I wanted to turn things over to my co-host here, Jasper. In the spirit of this segment of introducing music that I feel people haven't heard as much, I wanted to ask Jasper, what have you enjoyed so far? How is this kind of realm made you feel? Anything that it reminds you of? Anything you'd heard before?
I have not heard a lot of this early Rilo Kiley music, because I think these Rilo Kiley selections have been like early work for them. It's funny because we were talking off mic that you're more familiar with like Rilo Kiley's catalog, and whereas I'm more familiar with Jenny Lewis after Rilo Kiley, so it's interesting. I really liked that Beth song. I thought that was fun.
Correction on that one. I had introduced it as Knees Deep. We actually ended up playing Expert in a Dying Field. Both songs great, both off the same album. That one was stellar. I'm glad you enjoyed.
You just said something that caught my ear. You said, because of the way I discover music, I often find artists after their careers have kind of come. So what's that all about?
I think it's definitely something that a lot of people feel in kind of the age of music streaming. I think when you have a platform that will recommend you so many different things, so many different places, people who have been kind of on that platform for years but have stopped making music will inevitably find their way in there. For one reason or another, people move on to do other things. And it's kind of this cool thing where it feels like this piece of history, in this case very recent history, I believe. Kick the Robot was a band up till 2018, though I believe they stopped making music after 2015. So it feels kind of like this thing locked in time, but it is also a little bit sad because I can't really be looking forward to the next album unless they have been sitting on some masterpiece after all this time that they're ready to release 6-7 years later, which is always possible. But I found a lot of, Rilo Kiley was one that I discovered a number of years ago that had broken up since. And I don't know, it's a double-edged sword with streaming in a lot of ways, I think. And I think in terms of discovering music, it really, really epitomizes there, just with how you can find some things that aren't as, well-known, but at the same time, things don't often thrive long enough on streaming to become the hits that they deserve to be.
So you're saying it's the algorithm.
It's the algorithm.
The algorithm's feeding you sort of the older cuts.
Apparently.
Yeah. I wonder why. And I suppose as so often on the internet, like our behavior on the internet kind of tends to reinforce more of that, the same behavior on the internet, like the echo chamber effect of the algorithm. So that makes sense. Would you say there's like a common thread to all the music you've curated today? And if so, what would it be?
I think part of it is that, when I first started joining up with CITR and learning about the concept of FemCon, which for listeners who are not familiar, was a effort to play more female voices on the air, that I actually had a lexicon of some really strong female vocalists. I think Jenny Lewis is a great example of that. I've always loved the way that she can kind of oscillate between these really beautiful, kind of harmonious, melodic sounds, and what you're going to hear in a song coming up of these lot more raw, throaty, kind of rock and roll sound. And I've always just really liked that. So I think that definitely runs through some of these artists. I think in general, this is all floating around the realm of rock and roll, pop, indie kind of music. Sonically, it's very similar. I love listening to a lot of different things. I listen to a lot of popular artists, too. I wanted to highlight some of the things that you don't hear on air as much.
Awesome. So what's next on the program?
Next up, I believe we have another song by Rilo Kiley. That is Love and War 11-11-46. But first, we are going to throw it to a break. And after that, you will be able to jam along to yet another great song by Rilo Kiley.
On January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 Hours of Radio Art Programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient drone field recordings and sound walks, collage, technical support called voicemail fills, sound art, and noise. Listen live on CITR 101.9 or online at citr.ca. For more details and submission requirements, email us at radioart@citr.ca.
We stand for peace, we stand for justice for the people of Palestine and for the upholding of international law.
On November 30th, join Irish for Palestine, BC, for a night of crack agus ciúil, including trivia, music, dancing, and fundraising for an important cause. All funds raised will be donated to Medical Aid for Palestinians, a long-standing charitable organization responding to the humanitarian emergency in Gaza and Lebanon by providing on-the-ground medical supplies and complex care to children and families impacted by violence. Tickets are $15, and the event will be held in the function room of Foy's Irish Bar. To find out more, visit @IrishForPalestineBC on Instagram. That's @IrishForPalestineBC with a numerical 4. Saoirse don Phalastine.
And when we got there, this is what she said.
You were just listening to Rilo Kiley's Love War. This is the end of my time here on the air. So I will leave you with one more song. But before we get to that, I just wanted to champion this experience I've had as my first time doing a full-time slot on air. Learned a lot about just being on the mic. Jasper here has been teaching me a lot about the board as well. So anyone who's looking to get into community radio, you know, if you haven't done any of the steps so far, of course, start with the tour, then your training. But if you're like me and you did all that and were kind of in between things of wondering where to get your foot in, Radio All Sorts Mondays at 3 p.m. is a great way to get started. The next song we have coming up is Unsinkable by the band Overnight. This is written and performed by Carla Gillis, the lead singer of Plumtree, though this is much more recent and has, I would say, a much different sound. One of the interesting facts I learned about Plumtree in that interview was that the lead vocalist and the drummer, who were both sisters, were growing up on metal music a lot of the time. Lynette, the drummer especially, would try to work in a lot of metal drumming into Plumtree, but it was not the sound that really came out of the group. So as they have now entered adulthood and have both moved on with, I believe, clinical therapy careers, the music that they create has a much more heavy, darker tone, but just goes just as hard. So here it is. I leave you off with Unsinkable by Overnight. Thank you, everybody.